You're listening to the 94 Rock Morning Show.
We need everybody to be at your very best behavior.
On 94 Rock.
Hi, 94 Rock.
Pedro, greetings from Cleveland to the Republican National Convention.
Hey, Mr. Trump, aren't you a little busy at the moment? How can you possibly have time to call us here in little old Albuquerque today?
Come on, I've always got time for my friends in Albuquerque.
Well, that's awesome then. Cool.
I've always got time to deport you, that is. La Migra.
Come on, man, knock it off already, all right?
So, Pedro.
It's Rob.
Hey, Cayete. How do you like Melania on opening night of the convention, huh?
Yeah, she was lovely, Mr. Trump.
Lovely? Save that crap for President Obama's wife. Lovely's for handsome women. Melania's f***ing hot, okay? Smoking hot. Lovely. What are you, gay? You know, if that's the case, Pedro, you have to go, too.
Look, hey, she was smoking hot, okay? But it's kind of concerning that the media figured out most of her speech was plagiarized.
Plagiarized? Are you crazy?
No, that's the word. The whole thing was plagiarized.
No, what's that mean?
Nothing, come on. That means she stole it almost word for word in some cases. I mean, it looks like she stole it from Michelle Obama's speech back in 08, too.
Look, Melania doesn't have time for plagiarizing speeches. She's too busy dolling herself up to worry about any of that. And besides, who cares what the words were coming out of her mouth? Have you seen that ass on her?
No, dude, come on, man.
That is one amazing ass, Pedro. You could crack an egg on that thing. You could bounce a quarter all the way to the moon from that ass.
Come on, Mr. Trump. That's your wife you're talking about.
Oh, you should be so lucky. And the rack on that woman, wow. I mean, there won't be time for terrorism or wars or backlash towards America when I'm elected. Everyone will be too busy lining up to motorboat that rack on the First Lady.
Oh,
or masturbating to the latest Melania video on CNN.
That's ridiculous, man. But if you get elected, I mean, won't Mrs. Trump need to figure out which charity she'll be lending her time to or a cause she's going to pick or something like that?
Oh, she's got lots of those. Lots.
Like what?
You know, worldly stuff. Versace, Gucci, Victoria's Secret.
Oh, my God. Hey, come on.
Listen, Pedro, I don't have time to hear about plagiarism of speeches in the Trump camp, okay? I'm just putting the finishing touches on my big speech. Would you like to hear some?
Your big speech? Yeah, sure. Lay it on us.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. 67 years ago, I asked not what my country could do for me, but what I could do for my country.
No, come on, Mr. Trump, you're plagiarizing, man.
And I have a dream that one day we are the world, we are the world, we are the children, we are the ones who make a better day, so let's start giving.
Come on, man, stop.
And Mr. Gorbachev, read my lips. Tear down this wall. We're going to build a new one on the border instead. Yeah.
Hey, you can't be that stupid, right?
Stupid is as stupid does, Pedro. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know which one you're going to get.
Oh, Jesus, man.
And then I'll go on with my speech right here. Let it go. Let it go. I can't hold it back anymore.
Oh,
let it go. Let it go. Turn away and slam the door, my fellow Americans.
All right, are you done yet?
I won't be done until there's a chicken in every pot and a car in every garage.
Oh, man, you're a mess. You're stealing all of that.
Pedro, let's get one thing straight, okay? I am not a crook.
Oh, my God, man.
So, since all these artists are getting upset I'm using the music for my campaign, like Queen and the Rolling Stones, I want to use your little show to play to you the music I'm going to use for my big entrance. Are you ready? I wrote it myself. I really did. I'm going to play it for you on my guitar. You like to hear it?
Well, sure, I'd like to hear it.
Okay, hold on a minute. Let me get my guitar. Okay. All right. Here's the campaign music I just wrote. Ready?
Hey, man, that's Stairway to Heaven. Come on, that is Stairway to Heaven. You're worse than Led Zeppelin.
All right, Pedro, that's enough for now. I gotta go kick some ass at the convention. But remember.
Yeah?
I shall return, losers.
You're listening to the 94 Rock Morning Show.
Rustlers, cutthroats, murderers, bounty hunters, desperados.
Swami Rob.
Nitwits, halfwits, dimwits.
Skyler.
Muggers, buggerers, bushwhackers, hornswagglers, horse thieves, train robbers, bank robbers, ass-kickers, sh-kickers.
And Mahoney.
Could you repeat that, sir?
On 94 Rock.
Hi, 94 Rock.
Robert, good morning. It's Hillary Clinton calling.
Good morning, Mrs. Clinton. How's it going?
it's going well, Robert. Thank you for asking. You know, I'm the first ever female presumptive nominee for president, so I'd say so far, so good.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, too bad for Bernie, though, huh?
Who?
Bernie Sanders, come on.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot about him. He's so 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You might as well have said Horace Greeley or Wendell Willkie.
Who are they?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you know what? Give it another week or two and people won't be able to remember if Bernie ran for president, lost in week one of Dancing with the Stars, or is an old guy that farted next to him on the bus.
So, smooth sailing for you until the election now then, right?
Well, the most important thing for this country right now is to deal with the awful, awful blight that is plaguing our nation.
Oh, yeah, you mean like gun violence and mass shootings and stuff, right?
No, I mean that fat orange bastard Donald Trump.
Wow, okay.
But listen, I didn't call to discuss all of that, okay? This is really more of a personal call.
Really? What about?
Well, you know that Bill has been campaigning for me in New Mexico several times over the last few weeks. You knew that, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We knew all about that.
Right. Well, I wanted to thank him for working so hard for me with a little gift.
Okay, what's that?
Well, he keeps saying that there's this brown stuff he likes to eat when he's in New Mexico.
What brown stuff?
Well, he keeps saying he couldn't wait to get back to New Mexico because he loves eating that brown stuff.
Brown stuff? I'm trying to think what that would be. Like, you mean like mole?
Mole?
No, mole. It's like a sauce that you put on certain Mexican foods.
I don't know. I don't think that's it. He just keeps saying he loves eating all that brown stuff in New Mexico, and he can't get enough of it.
Well, our red chili and our green chili, I don't know New Mexico brown stuff he's talking about, though. I don't know what that is.
Darn it, I really thought that you would know. Let me just, you know what? I'll tell you what. I'm just going to text him right now and ask him what it is, hopefully.
All right,
you know.
Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. Bill, what is that brown stuff that you love to eat in New Mexico?
All right.
Let's see. He usually answers pretty quickly.
Yeah, I'm curious to find out what it is, too.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, he's writing back. I see the little dots. I can tell he's writing. Okay, let's see. High Hill, the brown stuff I love to eat in New Mexico. There's a bunch. Yvette Martinez, Angelina Romero. That's just for starters. I love eating that brown stuff.
Oh, God. No.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, oh, Bill's been eating that brown stuff.
That
all
brown
right.
Stuff. That brown stuff's good.
Yeah, he is.
Gonna f***ing kill him. All right, I gotta go.
Hey, one more question.
No more questions. I've gotta go right now.
Well, what's the hurry?
Bill's campaigning in San Francisco, and he told me he can't wait to get back there to eat Chinese.
You're listening to the 94 Rock Morning Show with Swami Rob.
You blithering, blundering, bull-nosed, block-headed, pot-bellied, ham-fisted jackass.
Skyler.
That is a vagina.
And Mahoney.
The other day, I pleasured myself to the image of Mrs. Buttersworth.
On 94 Rock.
You know, I can change my oil. I can replace a starter.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I can replace an alternator.
Okay.
I've been known to put on a brake pad or two, but That's about the extent of my...
Yeah.
You know? So I sat and thought to myself, who can I call if I need to fix this? Because obviously I'm not going to be able to do it myself. So
no.
I know the guy.
And you don't want to pay a lot of money.
No. I don't want to pay any if I
can. No.
Yeah. I'm all tapped out on the... On the money scale, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
This always takes 20 minutes, man. Always. Hey, Grandpa, it's Rob. The reason I'm calling you is that it's about my truck, okay? I mean, you've always been really good at working on your own cars.
Oh, that's true, Robbie. I worked on my own cars and lots of other people's cars as well.
Yeah, you must have been good at it.
Good? Oh, I'd say so. All the fellas in the neighborhood would come to me with their needs. But I had one specialty that had all the men lining up.
All right, what was that?
A rim job.
Oh, for God's sake! Grandpa, come on, man! You're talking about wheel repair!
Yeah. They came to me for the best rim job in town.
Wheel repair! God, man! What made you so good?
Well, if they had a problem down there, I'd have it licked in no time.
Oh, God. Hey, look, so about my truck, okay?
I was also very good at keeping them running smoothly.
Oh, yeah, all right. How's that?
I was an expert at lubing the shaft.
Cramp! Please stop it. Come on.
And sometimes had to grease up the rear end.
Oh, yeah. Okay, why is that?
Oh, that would ensure a smooth ride.
Oh, God. Great, yeah. Grandpa. God, I'm just trying to get advice on a few repairs on my truck that I can do myself, you know?
After I lubed them up, Robbie, sometimes they would get too excited and really get their engines revving. That could cause a problem.
Yeah, what's that?
A bent rod.
Oh, Jesus.
There's no more painful look on a man's face than when I'd have to tell them he had a bent rod.
Yeah, Grandpa, I'm sure. But do you have any advice for me about my truck? Come on.
One thing I can tell you, Robbie, for sure, and I speak from experience.
What's that?
Never blow a tranny.
No! Oh, my God! Transmission, oh, Grandpa!
Once when I blew a tranny, I felt awful. Oh, it left a real bad taste in my mouth.
Okay, Grandpa, stop, man.
That was a real hard one to swallow.
All right! Never mind! Come on!
They bother to tell you who I am?
The 94 Rock Morning Show with Swami Rob, Skylar, and Mahoney.
It's an act of lunacy.
On 94 Rock.